Bill and B.B. Suggs Sr. really fathered the price control program in the tobacco business. Way back, the farmers didn't get much money for their crops, and these men foresaw something better than was happening to the farmers, and they promoted engineered the price control program. They call it the Flue-Cured Tobacco Stabilization Corporation. They would borrow the money from the commodity credit company of the government, still do, and got the farmers more money and arranged to handle the tobacco that that didn't bring a proper price. I can't think of the word now. The bottom price, support price, price. But anyway, these three men, they were very strong. They were the brains. And they worked. The way I saw it and heard it, I worked for them in 1948 when I came home from the Army. I went to work for this stabilization corporation. Went over five states and helped them get memberships. The farmers all had to join, $5 to join. They had to do that to get started. The corporation did.
Was this corporation, you mean, not just local, but it was over?
It was localized in North Carolina and domesticated in four additional states. But it was promoted, legalized, put it that way, in North Carolina, incorporated in North Carolina.
And they were the ones that were very...
They were the ones that were behind it. They were the ones that... they were the pushers. They were the brains of it. They sowed the seed, I put it that way, and did the work over several years. This thing didn't happen over a month or two. It took several years.
When was that, in the 30s or in the...
That was in 40. The Stabilization Corporation was chartered, I didn't charge the word, in 46. 46.
After World War II.
But these men had been working on that 10 years before. They saw that something should be...